Hi, so I'm here in the great gardens of C2 talking to a new creative force that have really brought a wonderful piece that I saw yesterday called GIF. It's 15 minutes long and the company is Dos Trenzas and they've come from Mexico. I just wondered, could you tell me a little bit about your company? What inspired it? What makes you kind of bring work to Britain?
Well, the company, it's founded by Luciana and Romina, and since 2015 they built GIF. And it has traveled in Central America and North Mexico. In North Mexico, they had an award-winning, some honorific mention. And they are brought here by Hecatombe, which is a production house. And it's the first time we premiere in Europe. And we're very excited.
It had a brilliant reception when I saw it, and just the scope of it is really like, I wondered how long it took you to devise it. And also, could you introduce yourself and just a little bit? I understand you're a performer as well.
Yeah, of course. My name is Catalina, and the project of the production house is Hecatombe. And then here it's Luciana and Romina, which will talk about how they built GIF since 2015.
Oh, wonderful. This is a great opportunity to talk to the actual dancers who are phenomenal talents that performed this. It's been one of the best things I've seen at this Fringe. Could you just introduce your name and a little bit about how the piece evolved?
Hello, I'm Luciana. We started working together in 2015 because we were both out of school and we were trying to find something. We didn't want to really work in a company, but we wanted to have like our own project. So we got together and we were like, hey, I really like this GIF format, you know, the computer GIF format. Let's just do something like that. And we just started playing, and it's changed so much since we've done it. Like every time we dance it, it changes. Before, we didn't use this black mask. Before, we would paint our face, like disappear our eyebrows and mouth, just like skin color. Now we use this black mask, and it changes every time, and it's very, very fun to us to dance it.
It is very striking when you come on the stage. It absolutely absorbs. It really takes the attention. And so the other dancer involved in the piece, could you just say a little bit about yourself? And I just wondered also, how do you remember all the steps? I mean, how much rehearsal does it take to get it that you I could see you really understood what piece was coming next out of it. Just how long it takes to rehearse, maybe?
I'm not so good with English.
Perfect.
But my name is Romina, and I am the other dancer of the company. And what was the question?
How long have you been with the company, and how long did it take to create the whole piece?
Okay. We start to create the piece like 2 weeks approximately, and
in 2 weeks we made the first piece. No,
yeah
we had a show and we had 2 weeks to make a show, so we made something like very fast. It changed a lot, but that's how it started.
That's incredible. It's such a high quality piece. So I just wondered, who can tell me what will happen next to it? What's the next step? Because surely there must be an onward life. What ideally would you like to come from the Edinburgh Fringe? What would be, if someone's listening out there, you come back next year, if someone's out there and they can, you know, be of any help in any way, what would be the perfect thing that your company would like?
Well, Dos Trenzas is always looking for new performance spaces, either UK, Europe, anywhere in the world. We're up for traveling. We're all traveler women. We are very focused on independent artists. And we also get to collaborate with other disciplines, which is very important for enrichment on either Mexican art and worldwide art. No, we are in era for collaboration. So it's very good for us to meet other, like we're sharing an apartment with these Korean people. So we interchange our information, and hopefully this will come out for work, not just for us, but for other artists. And that's very, very important for us. We appreciate very much FONCA, Fondo Nacional para la Cultura y las Artes, which is our funders that help us to be here. And Incube, which helped Romina also to be here for the travel. And it's a lot of work. Also, Harley, which is the director of C Venues, and he was the one who spotted them last year in Enartes. And all the people who appreciate our work and just try to boost it up.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We're really thankful.
So for the rest of the Fringe, you're here at C2 venue 5 to 1, and it's a marvelous piece. I can't recommend it enough, and it had a brilliant applause and reaction when I saw it. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you.